Welcome back, everyone. In this lesson, we're building something that hits hard in drum and bass culture, a rewind moment blueprint, Roughneck style, inside Ableton Live 12. This is not just a flashy effect. This is about pressure, restraint, and making the crowd want the reload before you even ask for it. In Pirate Radio Energy, the rewind is a statement. The MC catches it, the DJ pulls it back, and suddenly the whole room knows the tune has weight. So today we're going to design a dark, atmosphere-led DNB phrase that feels like it deserves that treatment. Think smoky tension, dirty texture, rolling sub, chop drums, and a stop moment that feels physical rather than cheesy. The goal is to finish with an 8-bar loop that can act like a rewind-ready section, or the end of a bigger 16-bar phrase. We want it to feel alive, slightly unstable, and serious enough that the reload makes total sense. Let's start by setting up the session properly. Put your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a nice reference point, 172 BPM is a sweet spot. Start with an 8-bar loop and keep the grid clear so you can see the phrase structure. We're going to think in blocks. The first 4 bars establish the groove, bars 5 and 6 raise the tension, bar 7 strips the energy away, and bar 8 is the stop, reverse, or reload cue. Create separate tracks for kick, snare or clap, breaks, sub, res or mid-bass, atmosphere, and FX. Also set up 2 return tracks, one for a short room or plate space, and one for delay. Those return tracks are important because in Live 12, sends can be a very musical way to create tension. Sometimes a little send automation on a single snare hit does more than another plugin ever could. Now let's build the drum spine for this style. Don't just loop a break and call it done. Use a solid one-shot drum foundation, then layer break fragments on top. Your kick should be tight, short, and punchy. The snare needs a sharp transient with some body around the low mid zone. Hats should be dry and clipped, not too shiny yet. On the break layer, warp a classic break so it sits around 170 BPM, then chop it for the useful details. Ghost hats, snare tails, tiny kicks, little movement pieces that make the groove breathe. If you're using simpler in slice mode, keep the slices performable and simple. If you prefer, the sliced and new MIDI track workflow gives you more hands-on control. A couple of important drum moves here. First, nudge the ghost notes slightly late so the groove has a little swagger. Keep the main snare straight or only barely behind the grid. Second, remove a kick on beat 4 in bar 7. That tiny absence helps the whole phrase feel like it's falling away before the rewind. Remember, the rewind is a reward for restraint. If everything is loud all the time, the reload has nowhere to land. For drum processing, keep it tasteful. A little saturator on the break bus, maybe 1 to 3 dB of drive, with soft clip on. Then use drum bus on the drum group with moderate drive, some crunch, and just enough transients to bring life back if the break feels flat. We're aiming for pressure, not overcooked distortion. Next, let's design the sub. This is the anchor. If the low end isn't disciplined, the rewind won't feel heavy enough when the energy drops out. Use operator or waveatable, but keep the sub simple. A sine wave is perfect. Mono all the way. Keep the attack fast. Keep the sound focused. And if you want a tiny bit of connection between notes, use a subtle glide around 40 to 90 milliseconds. Write a small motif, maybe 2 to 4 notes max. Don't overplay it. In this style, the sub should leave space for the drums and the atmosphere to speak. A good trick is to hold one longer note near the end of bar 6 or 7. That gives the room a little weight right before the system starts collapsing. Now bring in the res or mid-bass layer, because this is where the Roughneck attitude comes in. Use waveatable or analog to build a nasty but controlled mid-range bass. 2 saw waves, slight detune, modest unison, and a low-pass filter with a bit of resonance will get you into the right territory. Add a bit of saturator for harmonic density, then use a Q8 to clear out the low end so it doesn't fight the sub. This layer should answer the drums, not sit on top of them like a giant slab. Think call and response. Let the bass stab after the snare, especially in bars 1 through 4. Then in bars 6 or 7, make the answer stronger, slightly more aggressive, so it feels like the tune is building toward a collapse. A small amount of sidechain compression from the kick is enough. We're not going for huge pump, just a little space making, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, so the groove breathes. Now we get to the emotional glue, the atmosphere bed. This is essential for the Pirate Radio feel. The atmosphere isn't background decoration here. It's part of the story. We want radio hiss, room hum, field texture, broken air, maybe a distant crowd murmur, maybe a little vinyl grit, maybe a reversed reverb tail from your own drums. It should feel like the track is being transmitted from somewhere dark and secretive. Build an atmosphere chain with EQ8, high passing it somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz so it doesn't clutter the low mids. Add auto filter with a slow, small movement. Add echo with low feedback. Maybe sync to 3/16 or 1/8 dotted if you want ghost repeats. Then use hybrid reverb with a short decay and a dark tone. Keep the atmosphere low in the mix, maybe 12 to 20 dB below the snare peak. It should be felt more than heard. Here's a very useful advanced move. Resample a few bars of your own drum or bass material into a new audio track. Reverse tiny pieces of it and layer those quietly under the atmosphere. That creates a sense that the room itself is breathing backward. It's subtle. But in this kind of music, subtle weirdness goes a long way. Now we're approaching the actual rewind cue. This is where a lot of people make the mistake of treating the rewind bar like a fill. Don't do that. Treat it like a brief collapse of the system. It should feel like the tune loses balance for a moment. In bar 7, start stripping things away. Remove the kick on beat 1 or beat 4. Thin out the hats. Reduce the sub-note density. Filter down the reese and atmosphere. Let one tail stretch unnaturally. You can automate utility to pull the gain down a couple dB over the bar. You can close the auto filter gradually. You can even increase the reverb wetness for the last snare or stab. Then cut it off. The effect you want is a vacuum, like the room is inhaling before the drop in energy. This is also where return tracks become especially powerful. Instead of stacking more effects everywhere, try automating a send on one snare or one bass hit. A short delay throw or a burst of reverb on one moment can feel more convincing than a whole wall of effects. That tiny bit of instability helps sell the pirate radio vibe. For the actual rewind hit, you have a few good options. The first is a hard stop. Everything cuts at the top of the bar, maybe with a tiny room tail or a bit of noise remaining. Sometimes absence is the strongest cue of all. The second option is a reverse swell. Bounce the last snare, stab, or bass hit to audio, reverse it, and let it pull into the stop. The third option is an impact plus rewind tail, where a sub drop or impact lands very briefly, with a reversed cymbal or atmosphere swell leading into it. Whichever one you choose, keep it custom to the tune. That's the key. A generic preset reverse riser won't feel like part of the record. But a reverse of your own snare room, your own bass tail, or your own atmosphere print will feel like the tune is rewinding itself. Let's talk arrangement strategy for a second. If you want this to function in a real set, not just as a loop, make a clean DJ-friendly tail too. That means a version where the groove continues without the main rewind gimmick, with enough space for a DJ to mix into the next tune. You can also create a double reload variation, where the first cue is a fake-out and the second one hits harder. That unpredictability is very effective in live context. You can even try a phantom rewind, where everything cuts except a low sub pulled, a filtered noise bed, and one tiny reverse detail. The listener thinks the track is about to disappear, but the groove sneaks back in. That's a great trick if you want to keep dancers locked without fully stopping the momentum. Another strong variation is the halftime memory flash. Right before the rewind, briefly imply halftime by removing the offbeat hats, lengthening one bass note, or letting a snare ring just a touch longer. That change in gravity makes the stop feel even bigger. You can also try collapsing the mix into mono just before the stop, then reopening the width when the groove returns. That widening on re-entry can feel massive on both headphones and club systems. As you're working, keep an eye on mix discipline. The sub should stay centered. The atmosphere should not clog the low mids. The reese should be wide enough to feel alive, but not so wide that it smears the groove. Leave at least 6 dB of headroom while you're building this. The rewind only lands if the mix has room to breathe, and don't over-automate everything at once. That's a common trap. Pick one primary tension move per bar, maybe filter in one bar, level in another, density in another. Let the arrangement breathe. The best rewind moments often feel slightly unstable, like they might fall apart, but they never quite do until you choose to stop them. If the rewind still feels small after all that, the fix is usually simple. Shorten the lead-in, remove one more layer, and make the post-stop silence cleaner. Seriously, silence is a force multiplier. The less clutter you have immediately before the stop, the bigger the reload feels. Here's a quick practice structure you can try right now. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Program a two-bar drum loop with kick, snare, and a chopped break layer. Write a 2-4 note subline in operator. Add a re-stab that answers the snare every second bar. Create an atmosphere track from noise, a reversed snare tail, or a field recording. Then in bar 7, automate a filter close on the bass and atmosphere. In bar 8, make a hard stop, reverse swell, or impact hit. Bounce that final bar, reverse it, and listen at low volume. If it still reads clearly when the details are stripped back, you're on the right track. The real takeaway here is that a rewind moment is not just an effect, it's an arrangement tool built on contrast. In drum and bass, especially in that roughneck, pirate radio lane, the groove has to feel heavy enough to deserve the reload. Keep the drums punchy, keep the sub simple, keep the atmosphere controlled, and use space like it matters, because in this kind of track, space does matter. So as you finish your loop, ask yourself one question: if I drop this in a set, would the room feel that moment of tension before the reload? If the answer is yes, you've built something real. Now go back through the loop, listen for the space around the snare, and shape that final collapse until it feels dangerous. That's where the reload energy lives.